It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 7th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Surveillance of Americans by the National Security Agency and the FBI apparently goes beyond phone records. The Washington Post is reporting that these federal government agencies are also tapping the servers of nine large U.S. tech companies. And what the government learns from that data is apparently being delivered to the president on an increasingly regular basis. It's part of a large-scale secret program called PRISM. Chester Wisniewski is at the cybersecurity firm Sophos.
PRISM appears to be a secret program where, similar to the phone records that have been discussed extensively over the last 24 hours that the NSA has been capturing from telecommunications companies, they've also been hoovering up all kinds of information from people from large internet providers. And when I say large internet providers, I don't mean the phone company, perhaps, that you use to get your internet from, although they may be included. I'm talking about things like Google and Facebook and Microsoft and Yahoo, providers that provide you with telecommunication services that traverse the internet.
This is something that we've suspected for a long time, but it was never really known until now, right?
Absolutely. Many of us that work with large telecom providers have been part of building bits and pieces of the internet, and certainly those of us that have a deep concern about protecting our privacy rights have suspected this type of activity. But there's never been anything as concrete as we've seen in the last 24 hours to kind of bring everyone down the road with us to say, okay, this is really happening. We're not just lunatics.
Your line of work is cybersecurity. What do you look at in this story and get freaked out about?
As technologists, many of us understand the capability of collecting this kind of information and the fact that it's actually possible to collect and sort through and filter and find information in this deluge of data. And not everyone maybe understood that before, but this evidence is quite clear that it is happening, and this is not a paranoid delusion of some privacy people, and maybe the rest of America will start asking some questions.
Chester Wisniewski is at the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Chester, thanks.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Lemelson MIT program. More about 2013 Lemelson MIT Prize winner Angela Belcher and nominations for 2014 at mitprize.org. Do you have what it takes to be a budget hero? Try your hand at fixing the nation's finances and see how your choices stack up to others. Go to budgethero.org and play the popular online game from American Public Media. That's budgethero.org.
This week, Microsoft collaborated with law enforcement and other agencies across the world to help shut down a massive network of computers being used by cybercriminals. The so-called botnet was made of thousands of home computers. It recorded the keyboard tappings of unknowing owners. Alex Cox is with the security firm RSA.
It's very difficult at this point. It used to be, you know, back in the old days that when your machine had a virus or some malware on it, it would run slow and it was, you know, kind of obvious that something was wrong with it. The criminals have gone to great lengths to make your machine not act unusual when it's infected. So you may not know just from the machine acting funny.
Cox says companies and law enforcement have to improve not only their methods of detection, but their legal prowess so that they can order the infected servers to be shut down as well. That's it for us. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.